Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
There's been another national election.
Wait. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. Can I give everybody the big election news?
What is it?
It's Nine Inch Nails, the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, and Notorious B.I.G. have all been elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was going to be an awesome concert.
No, they've all first ballot, you know, first time on the ballot. They've all been elected. I mean, that's got to affect Americans all over.
That's good news. It would be better news if they were all playing a concert together, though, because concerts are basically no longer a thing. In fact, I have news about concerts. They've done a study over in Germany about how people can go back to concerts safely.
Oh, boy.
So if we get a chance, we can talk about that. You know, there's not much, I don't think, to say about the election. We've talked about it throughout the week. Various different.
I've missed it all.
Yeah, various different ballot measures that passed, and I'll say it again. I've said it every day. This is the biggest news of the year. The biggest news of the year is not some national election. It's Oregon decriminalizing drugs. Small personal possession of drugs. Like Portugal did back in the year 2000. So finally, the United States has an experiment in that way, and I think that's going to be a big deal.
I've heard parts of the show throughout the week, and I've read the show notes, but I didn't see a whole lot of talking about how absolutely inept the government is at counting.
So according to fairvote.org, there is no federal law that requires electors to vote as they have pledged, but 29 states and the District of Columbia have legal control over how their electors vote in the Electoral College.
The District this means of Columbia that has electors?
I have no idea. Just what it says. This means their electors are bound by state law and or by state or party pledge to cast their vote for the candidate that wins the statewide popular vote. At the same time, this also means that there are 21 states in the union that have no requirements of or legal control over their electors. Therefore, despite the outcome of a state's popular vote, the state's electors are ultimately free to vote in whatever manner they please, right, including an abstention, with no legal repercussions. The states with legal control over their electors, then they give the list. New Hampshire is not one of them. So New Hampshire electors can vote however they want.
So this says to me that, let's say, you know, I mean, this will never happen, but let's say New Hampshire voted 100% for candidate X.
Right? In this case, they voted, the people voted for Biden
right.
in New Hampshire.
And the elector could just go, no, I'll go for Trump.
They could. But as I understand it, these electors are party people, right? Yeah. Like they are signed by the Republican and Democrat parties. And so they would be breaking from their party tradition, but they could, in theory, do
that. I think historically, like in the 80s, one elector voted for a libertarian one time.
Mm.
And therefore.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that. Yeah.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Long live the king. The king is dead. Long live the king. You know, it takes a while for me to be right, but I'm kind of on the persistent side, and I just, man, once I get hold of something, I mean, I'm not going to let it go until I'm right. And it took a couple of years because I never accepted this guy.
Are you taking credit for this election?
Look, I'm a persistent person.
I appreciate persistence.
I appreciate hubris. Like
now, when you say you weren't right before, but you are right now, what is it you're talking about?
Look. This guy shouldn't have never been in that job in the White House, man. Hey, and this disaster that's going on proves it, man. Over 200,000. Hey, wait a minute.
Wait. Over 200. What?
Oh, he's talking about the deaths.
Over 200,000 people. Hey, and that's not all. This week, who tested positive? His own chief of staff and five more people in the White House.
So you think it's government's job to prevent you from getting disease?
Let me ask you this. How many?
Well, answer my question first. No, I'm not going to let you ask me a question. You answer my question first. Is it government's job to prevent you from becoming ill?
No, I don't think it's their job.
So, Jerome, were you out dancing in the streets tonight?
Or were you hiding from Biden?
Hey, this is one black man never had any rhythm, okay? Whenever I had a girlfriend, she saw me dancing one time. She couldn't stop laughing. Okay? So I kind of like gave that up.
That's funny.
Right? Dancing or singing, No.
What do you think, Jerome? I want your prediction. What do you think Trump's going to do on the way out? If you know, as a lame duck president with two, three months to go, what's he going to do?
Create more chaos. Hey, he might put another 10 people on the Supreme Court. Who knows? He might stack us up. No matter what Biden does, it's going to be all rigged. Hey, but you know what? He tried to rig the Supreme Court, but he couldn't rig everything.
Now, he has appointed, three Supreme Court people?
And 200 federal court justices.
So, you know, isn't it true that the Trump administration has sued over this election? They're filing a lawsuit on, like, Monday morning or something like that?
Yeah. It's not going to work.
We'll see.
For all the people in Charleston who tried to silence me like a guy named Charlie James, like that song I was listening to, I pulled up on my phone. How you like me now?
The federal government only has like four things that it's allowed to do. The military, post roads, weights and measures.
And money.
You know. What's that?
And money.
Well, money's weights and measures. There's another thing that's not coming to mind, but I'm sure I could dig it up. But basically, all the laws that they have and all the things that they do, they only can get away with because they hand out a bunch of free money to states. And the states are therefore beholden to them in so many ways. And if, you know, that is the linchpin, the Federal Reserve and its ability to create money. And it bears repeating every single day on the air here. In 1942, when they were fighting World War II and they wanted people to support the war effort, they told them to buy war bonds. Mm-hmm. When George Bush in 2002 or 2003 was asked by a reporter how Americans could support the Iraq war effort, he said, go shopping. Now, something happened between 1942 and 2002 that caused this change, obvious change in the monetary system. That's the Bretton Woods Accords, but whatever. You don't need to know that. What you need to know is that the government creates money out of thin air. And it's not even the government. It's a quasi-governmental union of banks.
They've outsourced it. It seems to get worse every year.
What does?
With the counting. Right. Hmm. Like there's always some hubbub about, you know, was it Bush 1
George
or Bush 2?
Yeah.
Right. And the whole Florida debacle. And there were some other states involved that kind of had similar things going on. This year it's been, you know, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia. Right. Those are the big ones that have passed through my feed as far as like some sort of accounting debacle. Michigan, Wisconsin. Right. Some sort of counting debacle. It's not that hard to count votes. It's really not.
But it is government. I mean, it always takes more time and money, and they screw things up because governments are kind of crappy at pretty much everything that they do.
Yes, they are.
And people keep believing in them.
And yet people want to trust them with things like healthcare.
Well,
they can't even count.
Most of the places that I have lived and voted, I've had confidence that the voting there was accurate.
Why?
Because I've watched it.
Oh, really?
I know how they do it. They got a big wooden box.
You watched it in Sarasota?
Not in Sarasota. I didn't get to vote in Sarasota.
I'm sorry, I thought you said most of the places.
I'm a convicted felon.
Oh, okay.
And
so
Florida
here in
doesn't
New
like
Hampshire.
Me voting.
So here in New Hampshire.
But I immediately moved up to New Hampshire, and suddenly I could vote because, I don't know, reasons. And I, you know, the town I lived in prior to where I live in New Hampshire now, or, you know, stay in New Hampshire now, it had a big wooden box, and we put our ballots in there, and I'm really confident.
And you stayed and watched as they counted them.
According to dictionary.com, secession is the act of seceding. Seceding is to withdraw formally from an alliance, federation, or association, as from a political union, a religious organization, etc.
And I have to say, I'm surprised, Mark, to hear you defending the idea of the United States federal government because you want to pay less to ship products overseas was the last thing you brought up just a moment ago. And I'm sorry. Do you know how much money these government goons are stealing from people this year? Trillions upon trillions of dollars are being spent. They are inflating the money supply beyond their wildest dreams. I mean, it's an unprecedented year.
It's $27 trillion right now.
That's the debt, you mean?
Yeah, debt. Yeah. I think I was...
They've increased it by like $4 or $5 trillion, I think, at least in just this one year, and there's probably more to come. with some other bailout that they're working on.
It was basically $20 trillion when Trump got in.
I think I'd rather pay a little bit more to ship products than have a multi-trillion-dollar federal government murdering innocent people all around the globe.
Well, wait,
killing.
What makes you think it's going to be more expensive? In the absence of government, the free market takes over and it reduces
should reduce
the cost.
Price. That's another good point.
But
presuming Mark's right and that there's some, you know, subsidization going on of the shipping lanes, I'd rather know what the true cost is than have a bunch of dead people on my hands.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
It's not that I don't agree with libertarianism when it comes to the existence of an involuntary state. I get it. I agree. But, you know, all this, I'm sick and tired of 20 years on Free Talk Live wishing that the state would go away. You know,
we're not wishing. We're talking about it. We're going to work our work on it to make it a reality.
Yeah.
That's why we moved here to New Hampshire, so we could get libertarians together. And I know you've given up on this. That's why you're going to be moving to some island nation. So I don't even know why you care about driving around the country. You're leaving. But for the rest of us, who actually are working towards these ideas, we're not just yicking about it on the radio. We're actually working towards it by encouraging people to migrate here to New Hampshire. People who care about the ideas of freedom, so we can actually have some success. We've had a multitude of people. We've had them elected here in New Hampshire. There are people who actually are real voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist types who are in public office. And I think there's a lot of reasons that people should be excited about coming up here.
Number one, the community. Of those people will be delighted when they have their Social Security taken away by the federal government.
Who gives a flip about Social Security? If you know anything, you know it's bankrupt too, and you know that you're not likely going to get it later on anyway, unless you're about to receive it right now. You know, if you got another 20 years or something before you're going to get Social Security, good luck. And if it buys a can of dog food when all said and done after inflation, you'll be lucky.
South Carolina, the first state that attempted to secede from the Union. Actually, the Civil War was not the first attempt by South Carolina to secede from the Union. It was the third. But it was the first serious attempt that saw the federal government react, and basically the federal government turned to military force to keep the territory of South Carolina within the Union and all the federal installations within South Carolina. They refused to give over to the state of South Carolina.
Well, you really need to mention the part about firing on an occupied federal fort.
Wasn't that a false flag? Some people are alleging that the whole thing was cooked up.
I don't think that was a false flag. That really was the South Carolina militia firing upon the federal garrison at Fort Sumter.
How do you know? So what they teach in the history books written by the federal government?
History is a series of agreed upon lies is why. And the idea that you're going to argue against it is pointless.
I didn't argue. I just asked, how do you know?
You don't know.
Exactly.
But who knows? Maybe the fort fired first. It doesn't really matter.
That's what I'm saying.
When you employ violence against a greater armed
foe. That's
why
secession needs to be done peacefully this time.
You guys are rolling back into the history books. I'd like to say in that standing, we're still paying interest on the loans from the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You know,
yikes.
And I think the one thing the whole country can agree on is that was it freed the slaves. No matter who started it, why it was, you know, if that was the standing and founding of it.
I don't know.
You know,
I mean,
it did good. All right. That particular war did good.
I think that what it did was made a better, more equal form of slavery for all of us that we call citizenship today.
Well, that's true enough. True enough. Yeah, everybody got unchained, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, there certainly wasn't the amount of lashings and rapes going on.
Yeah, we went from overt slavery to this sort of free-range slavery that we have today.
Right. All right. But as far as what's going on right now, the Democrats, who was the party of slavery, by the way, are trying to steal this election. And there's multiple aspects and avenues, and this is far from over. So I suggest Jerome get an inhaler. I think he might need one.
Thanks, Pat. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm not done. Okay. I'm not done. Oh, God, now you sidetracked me. I was on a roll.
Well,
there.
One thing I'll say about the, for one, Trump has also claimed victory. And
so has Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, Vermin Supreme.
Did he really?
Yeah, nice. The guy with the rubber boot.
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
The guy with the rubber boot on his head has also claimed victory.
Yeah, well, I don't want to have a president, but if I had to have one, I'd pick Vermin Supreme.
Right, there you go.
And this was actually from back in February.
Mm-hmm.
So
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, pre-election, all that. And again, as I pointed out, we talked about secession in 2012. We talked about secession in 2016.
We've talked about secession for 20 years.
I was going to say, I don't know that there's been a year that's gone by that secession has not been talked about on this program.
Maybe early on. I don't remember talking about it in the early days of Free Talk Live, but then again, that was more than 15 years ago, so it's hard to really remember it.
Yeah, about the time you started, you signed up for the Free State Project, which I believe was in 2004.
No, I signed up in 2002.
If 2002,
which was before.
That's when you started talking about secession. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then it would have been the whole time.
If you're of a freedom mind and you've thought about philosophy, you've read some books, maybe listened to the show for a while. Like, secession should be in your vocabulary. Yeah. You should understand what it is, and hopefully you're a fan of it.
And the point of this discussion is to help other people come to understand what it is and why it's a good idea. So here's what F.H. Buckley, again, he's a law professor or at Scalia Law School. He writes, as a people, we've seldom been more divided. And since that doesn't look about to change, maybe it's time to look at the possibility of secession. Nearly every country is staring down a secession movement, so why should we think we're exempt? After all, 1776 was our own secession from Britain. It's not as though we'd fight a civil war over secession as we did in 1861. For one thing, the stakes would be a lot lower today. Some think that secession is a constitutional impossibility. They're wrong. If a state wanted out, I don't think we'd see a president sending in the troops, which is always the biggest objection.
Sure, that's the only thing. Well, honestly, that's what government is, right? Well, that's what a nation state is. You can go on YouTube and listen to Barack Obama say something to the effect, well, this is what defines a difference. The distinction for a nation state is the monopoly on violence, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
And something to that effect. I don't know exactly what
it's pretty
it is.
Good.
But he... You know, that's what it is. A nation state, the difference between that organizational model and other organizational models is a monopoly on violence.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the only thing a government can do, if any give you pick the given state that's going to secede, I don't care. The only thing they can do is if that state, you know, they vote, 66% of the people in the state vote, we want to secede and we don't care. If you've got that kind of plebiscite going on,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing that the federal government could do about it except roll in tanks. And if they did, they would lose so much support from the other people.
I would hope so.
I would be, I mean, gobstopped at the notion.
Flabbergasted.
Right.
It's not to say they wouldn't do it, that like it's impossible for them to do it. But yeah, they would ruin whatever semblance of legitimacy that they had left.
I used to work for a congressman. People call me about the NSA, National Security Office, and... Maryland, and they say they're being watched through the computer. They even call them on the phones and so forth, and they're collecting data, and they store it in Orem, Utah, in these big buildings.
Yep.
Old-timer states like Nazi Germany in 1933, they collected all kinds of data. I don't want to scare people, but really
yeah, well, this is a lot of what Edward Snowden revealed in 2013 when he started releasing little bits of information about the data that he had gotten out of the NSA when he was a contractor there. And yeah, the NSA absolutely has the ability to spy on people, and they have been spying on people, but they want you to think that they're all done with that.
And the Nazi Germans would be so jealous of the technology that exists today to collect all of that data, they would be frothing at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, thank you. A lot of people are concerned about here in Holland, Michigan, that's happening, so thank you.
What about our foreign allies? and enemies.
Don't need them.
They're going to take a stand.
Yep.
Are we going to be free, or will we be?
When you say they're going to take a stand, what do you mean?
Well, most nations want our resources bad.
Okay, they can pay for them. It is not our responsibility to go around the rest of the world and play policeman or play guard to the rest of the planet. Let them pay for their own defense.
If there's a resource...
Let me ask you this then. You're freedom-oriented in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I am too.
Great.
Do you want to be controlled by a foreign or state government?
No, that's why I want to secede, because the United States federal government is controlling us right now. And it's going to get worse.
Well, that's what I wonder. What is freedom?
Freedom is the ability to make decisions for yourself that don't infringe upon the rights of others.
Do you think a foreign government that really wants to control us or eliminate the population, say?
Why would they want to do that?
Us freedom?
There's no foreign government out there that wants to eliminate the population of the United States, especially if they can sell things to them like the Chinese people are doing. I don't agree that the states would have any responsibility for the public debt. They didn't make those choices.
Agreed. But
I say walk on it.
So a state, let's say, well, I mean, a state did to some extent make that agreement in so much as they were part of the United States federal government, United States federal government, when the agreement was made with the to create the Federal Reserve and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I suppose you could claim there's some responsibility. However, it's pretty clear at this point the United States federal government has no intention of paying back the money that it owes, $27 trillion. If history is any guide, the money will be bumped forward until the dollar's devalued and the federal government is considered insolvent.
When states fail, they don't pay their debts off. They go away.
Yeah. I mean, with the current system in place and the national debt being what it is, I'm trying to remember the numbers. As soon as the child is born, it's like $38,000 in debt.
Presuming that it would actually have some sort of liability for debts that it did not incur, which is a ridiculous concept.
My point here is that, you know, you're supposed to be, in theory, born with zero debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for you to incur debt, right? The debts of your fathers and all that kind of stuff.
That is not fair. You should not be able to have to pay off your dad's debt.
All the Q people on the internet, also known as Q-tards, were all wrong.
And again. They've been wrong quite a few times, right? Like this whole Q thing is supposedly some insider within
the government.
All I can tell you is whenever I get a box from Amazon, whenever I get a box from Amazon, I quickly open it up in case there's a kidnapped child in there.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, well,
Q was suggesting that very expensive, like cabinets.
Oh, the Wayfair.
Wayfair. Yeah,
the Wayfair cabinets.
Some companies selling. It was ridiculous.
Children. Yes, it was ridiculous.
So many ridiculous conspiracy theories. But
well,
John, what else did you want to
share? Weird stuff in the emails of John Podesta. That was for sure.
There's some weird stuff out there. No doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. What else did you want to say about these people?
Well, I just wanted to point out that they're wrong, and I was wondering how they're going to deal with it. But anyway, my other point was I think the best way to secede from the Union is to form our own societies within the state, such as like all the they had different societies back in the early 1800s with the different Christian societies, such as
Shakers.
The Quakers and a bunch of other ones.
Hmm. Yeah, the Shakers are probably even a better example than the Quakers.
They had that one little flaw that didn't work out for them.
The flaw that they weren't having sex?
Right. You know, if you look at Bush's administration, you look at Clinton's. I mean, for God's sakes, Ruby Ridge happened under Clinton. There's all.
Saying is that things get progressively worse in America when Donald Trump loses, I guess, is what I mean to convey. And so I don't think that this was a legitimate election. I think it was stolen. But I haven't recently been given a great deal of reason to have faith in the legal system. I hope to God that Donald Trump's lawsuits uncover this fraud
As far as I'm concerned, all of the elections are fraudulent.
Yeah,
I get that, but at the same time, like we're talking, elections are fraudulent things, you could say, inherently, how do you vote to give someone rights that you don't have, et cetera, et cetera.
Precisely.
This is, you know, standard libertarian fodder. But, I mean, in the sense that, like, I don't believe for one second that this many people voted for Joe Biden. I mean, who in their right mind believes that Joe Biden, of all people, got the record number of votes for president?
There sure as hell weren't very many people out at his campaign events. Now,
right.
One could argue that, oh, well, they're afraid of COVID, but that wasn't true when it came to the BLM protests.
It wasn't true when it came to BLM protests. It wasn't true when it came to Antifa rioting. It's not true right now while they're out making out with strangers in the streets of New York City.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.